people in the family who traced, you know, the family line, but I really have never been that interested in going this far back in ours.
Well, if you ever come across one of these relatives, if you could just find, it would be interesting. See, it's very interesting to us where, about how these families had migrated and, mm-hmm. and when they moved. Because what this, I mean, most Texas was settled largely by Tennesseans. And so it very well could be that your father's side of the family, they'd gone to from Tennessee to Texas. And then
came back.
Although not as a direct line, just coincidental, perhaps.
Yeah, that's possible.
How did he happen to come to Knoxville?
Well, they migrated up by way of a lot of other places, too, because he lived in Marietta, Georgia for a while, and Etowah, Tennessee. You know, and they came right out up this way to Knoxville. I really don't know about grandfather was with the railway at that time, and I suppose that's the reason they came here, because we had Southern Railway and L&N Railway.
What kind of work did he do?
I don't really know that either. I'm not very helpful on the family, but because I really just don't know, except I know that he was connected with the railroad, but he was also a beekeeper, and I think he was a beekeeper instead of a railroad man, really.
And your father's occupation then was
secretary and treasurer of a bank, Fidelity Bankers Trust Company.
What's the name of it?
Fidelity Bankers Trust Company. It doesn't exist any longer, though. They've merged with some other bank now, so there is no such thing.
Now,
one of his sisters went back out west, though, to Montana when she was married. They moved out to Montana and lived there for, I guess, 20 or 25 years, and now they moved to Portland, Oregon.
What was your father's formal education?
His was through high school. And then I believe he went to work with the bank almost immediately.
Now, where was your husband born?
He was born in Jackson, Mississippi.
In Philadelphia, was he going to the University of Pennsylvania?
Right, uh-huh.
And where did he go to school before that?
He went to the University of Tennessee, got his undergraduate degree there in agriculture. He was always interested in landscape architecture, but they didn't really offer anything like that at UT. So he got a B.S. in agriculture and horticulture, I guess, was his major, which was the closest thing they had at that time. And then after he graduated, he was in the Air Force for, I guess, 3 or 4 years. And then he worked at another job as a salesman for a roofing company for a while. And then he decided he really was just going to have to get back into what he really liked to do. So we decided to go back to graduate school.
And so he went back to graduate school in 1959.
In 59.
You know the year he graduated?
Yeah, he graduated in 50 from UT. So there was a long pause in there.
And now he's a landscape architect.
Right.
Are his parents all from Mississippi?
Yes, his mother and father were both from Mississippi. I'm not exactly sure whether they were both from Jackson. But they have lived in Memphis most recently, and his mother's still living and lives there now.
What is this area right here called?
This is Sequoia Hills.
And it's not Knox County.